All right. Hello, everyone. My name is Natisha Willis, and if you came to learn how to leverage social media to grow your coaching business, you are in the right place. I am a business coach, and I primarily teach what I like to call friendship-based marketing, which we'll get into a little bit later. But just to give you a brief overview of what you're going to learn today. Number one, we're going to discuss how to leverage Facebook and YouTube to create a steady stream of content. Facebook has over 1 billion users, and so there's a really good chance that no matter who your ideal client is, you can leverage Facebook in order to get in front of them, as well as to kind of get some information about them. You're also going to learn today how to create your first or your next coaching product. And last but definitely not least, create the next 90 days of emails to send to the people who are interested in you. We commonly call those people your followers. So after this class, my hope is that you'll be ready to use social media to your advantage. So I want to start with just a little bit of brief info about me and kind of what makes me qualified to teach this course so that you know who I am. I do want to say thank you to everyone who submitted questions beforehand. We'll go over those at the end. And then anyone who has additional questions, we can answer those as well. So just a little bit about me. Just like you, I love coaching. I love helping others create better lives and businesses for themselves. I do consider myself a self-proclaimed personal development junkie. So I love reading new books, ordering lots of them. I have a whole Amazon wish list full of books that I need, want. As soon as I finish all the other books on my nightstand, I began coaching not really knowing that that's what I was doing. I started out as an academic advisor for a for-profit university, and my job was really to keep people in school. And what ended up happening is that I instead began working with them and helping people all over the world really identify which parts of their lives were out